Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Maru Beni is said to have reached financial close on the debt backing the 2.4 gigawatt F3 combined cycle gas turbine project in the United Arab Emirates. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Indian-run companies Coal India and NLC India are to partner on developing 5 gigawatt of solar and thermal power assets across the country. The Nordic Investment Bank and Danish Ringkjøbing Lambo Bank have signed a 60 million euro agreement for on lending to environmental projects and to SMEs in Denmark. And Royal BAM Group is expecting to suffer a significant H1 loss of 130 to 150 million euros as a result of the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Over in the commodity finance space, Nevada Copper has appointed Andre van Niekerk as CFO. Australia's Northern Territory government has awarded major project status to the Thor Mining Molly Hill Tungsten project. And German lawmakers have backed a legislative package to end the use of coal by 2038. But activists say the measures are not enough to mitigate the impact of climate change. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, our headline news offering, the UK passed the Corporate Insolvency and Governance Act last month in a bid to mitigate the economic fallout for struggling companies in the COVID-19 epoch. The impact of the reforms on the trade and commodity space is significant, especially given many international financings and commercial arrangements in those sectors are governed by English law. On our third-party news tracker service in the trade world, supply chain marketplace platform TradeShift has unveiled a new partner program with tools, support, and collaboration opportunities. UK Finance, the body representing the finance and banking industry operating in the UK, has announced the appointment of two new managing directors. Karen Baxter, who will lead on intelligence strategy for economic crime, and Jana McIntosh, who will lead on payments and innovation, and the ADB and Armencom Bank have signed a $15 million loan to support the lending to micro, small and medium-sized enterprises in Armenia, with a specific focus on women and areas outside the capital. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.